Turning our attention now to the other end of the coast, and St Vincent de Paul Society has received the first of three Vinnies vans from the Tasmanian Government at an event earlier on today in East Devonport. It's time now to catch up with CEO of St Vincent de Paul Society, Lara Alexander, who joins me now on the Home Run. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me on air.
An important trip to Devonport today. Can you tell us a little bit more about this special delivery to East Devonport?
Oh, fantastic. It was a fantastic trip for an excellent purpose. So basically what we did, we used the location of our shop in East Devonport for the official launch of the food van that will be actually used in Smithton to deliver our soup, sandwiches and other hot drinks to the local community.
How pertinent is this service to our communities on the northwest coast?
Look, it's just such a needed service, especially because some of the communities, being more regional, they struggle to access services. And our soup vans are more than just offering a warm meal and a warm drink. It's actually also about reaching out in the community where people can come up to the van, engage in a conversation, especially if they feel a little bit more isolated. And then what we do is we have the opportunity to understand what other services people may need and refer them to those respective services and be that sort of a front door for people that otherwise may be a bit reluctant to reach out for help. So that is what I view as well, in addition to the fact that we're offering the food. It's actually that sort of dignified way of ensuring that people can access other services as well.
So for those listening this afternoon that may be in need of the services of St Vincent de Paul, is there a regular delivery time or place that people can go and meet up with the local Vinnie's van?
So what we're doing is we're starting, so this was the launch, and officially the van will start, will be on the road on Monday the 27th, so next week. And we're aiming to have that service rolling out for three nights a week. And then hopefully as we increase our volunteer capacities, because the beauty about these services is the community participates and we have a lot of volunteers that support the service. So it's not delivered with paid staff, it's actually delivered with volunteers. So the more we can have volunteers, then the better it's going to be, because we can actually increase and hopefully our dear wish is to actually have the service running every night.
Wow. So let's go back to the very beginning with Louis's van. This started over 25 years ago, right?
That's correct, yeah. So Vinnie's Louis's van started over 25 years ago in the southern region in Hobart. And now we actually operate, we've got three vans in around Hobart, and they go as far as Bridgetown, and we've got one in Huonville as well. And so that's how we started, basically, and we roll out from there, and we're now across the state.
And you've been lucky enough to secure a bit of funding for the next few years moving forward?
Yeah, that's right. So what we've done is that, and it was fantastic because one of the commitments through the election from the state government was actually to provide funding for us so we can increase our capacity, so purchase three more soup vans. But in addition to that, the state government has also committed to give us additional funding so we can also purchase and support the expenditure with a van, you know, things like maintenance and costs, running costs, and purchasing the few bits and pieces and equipment that we need on the van. So they've also given us that commitment for the next 3 years, which is fantastic. And we're very, very thrilled to have that support.
You mentioned that these food vans are run by volunteers. Therefore, the invitation is open for people to join St Vincent de Paul?
Absolutely. And look, you know what is beautiful is that we've had a lot of the local community organisations like Rotary clubs that that want to participate. So they contact us and they form their own group, and then they can join and choose which night they can actually come and help us on the van. And it's relatively a small commitment because you're looking at maximum 3 hours by the time you do all the prepping and you're actually out there. So it's maximum of 3 hours, and you don't have to do it every night or every week or whatever. So, but you know, it's a fantastic way to engaging back with the community. If anybody considers, you know, they're at the time in life when they really want to give something back, it's a fantastic opportunity to do that.
Right. Those listening this afternoon are more than welcome to email bernie@vinniestas.org.au for more information, or to perhaps donate some time or money. CEO of St Vincent de Paul Society, Lara Alexander, thank you for your time this afternoon. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and thank you to your listeners and our supporters and donors out there. I'm so grateful for everything they do for us.
And we'll see the shiny wheels of that new Hilux on the roads of the coast from Monday. How exciting.
Thank you. Thank you so much.